Well, I feel like even if you grade out high, the competitive nature in that room is so high, it doesn't matter. Like, you grade out a 90, like Ziggy. Ziggy's going to grade out pretty well, even though he had a couple snaps. But his drive is too much, you know what I mean? So it's I know for a fact each and every day when he comes out here, he's going to get a step better.
Even though Nada's not practicing, is he helping you guys?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And
on and off the field. I mean, every time I do something, he's always right in my ear. And if he's not, I'll ask him and he'll tell me.
Is there any sort of underlying feeling that people are watching the interior of the defensive line to see how it performs without Ndamukong Suh?
I don't think it's underlying at all. I mean, it's pretty well known that, you know, we lost three or four inside guys, and that's why, you know, there were guys that they brought in. I mean, it's pretty clear, and it's the whole reason why we're working so hard.
Do you ever hear anything about from coaches like, this is what Suh would do, any kind of, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, it's easy to refer to a guy who did really well, and you cut the film on and you look at what this defense was able to do last year. Of course, the guy stands out and flashes. We all know that. As coaches, you know that. You can't be naive to that fact. The best thing you can do is take in what you're good at personally, like myself, and try to execute as well as I can. You know, Sue's a different player. Me and Karan are different players. He does some things well I might not do as well. So, or vice versa, that stuff may work for him that may not work for me, just to be quite frank with you.
Do you have any feeling in yourself that, like, hey, I can play in this league, just a question of what level you get to? I mean, have you been able to, in your own self, have the confidence that you can play in this league?
Can you repeat the question?
I don't know if I can or not.
I'm sorry.
Out of breath.
No, in other words, when do you get a feeling that you can play in this league yourself, have the confidence that you can play, that you can make it in this league?
I mean, that's a good question. I mean, I don't ever want to feel like that I've arrived, per se. I mean, that's why I come out to work every day. You know, I learn from guys like Daryl Tapp, who's a 10-year vet, and that guy doesn't take a day off. If I can remain the same, stay humble, and keep working like that, I'll be fine.
Are you still happy with your decision to wear 90?
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. I mean, I had it since high school, and that's right when I got drafted. Me and my agent, he called me a couple hours afterward and said, guess what? You know, 90's available. You know what I mean? And I mean, it's just one of those things where I've had it three consecutive years and three stages of my life, and I think it'll be pretty nice growing up, you know, and when my child grows up and you know, things of that nature.
Any significance?
Couldn't be Dino Rhino on Twitter if you didn't.
Yeah, I mean, that's true too. You know, there's always that, but I mean, it's not my nature to, you know, take a number for any reasons other than, you know, it's what I'm comfortable with. Any number would have did, but I'm glad 90 was open.
Does it represent anything besides just that you've worn it?
I mean, growing up, Julius Peppers was somebody that I idolized. That was in high school, you know what I mean? So, yeah, that's the real reason I honestly could say why I love 90. It's not anything like, you know, my brother's wore it or anything like that. It's just I wore it in high school, I wore it in college, and I would have loved to wear it in the pros. So I'm glad it was available.
Kyle Van den Bosch was out here today.
Yes.
What did you learn from him? What was he like? What did he do for you guys?
Just his overall makeup, man. The guy's a man of mans, you know what I mean? 12-year vet, been through a lot of injuries, played through a lot of injuries. Some you guys don't know, some he probably doesn't even know. But, I mean, that's just the toughness of him, man, and the guy who's able to bounce back. I mean, you take a guy who tore both ACLs and bounced back, made Pro Bowls, played for, you know, a lot more years. I mean, that story can touch anyone.
Is that what he told you guys, that, you know, you can have a slow start sometimes, a little bit derailment, but you can have some success?
He didn't directly go on to that. Coach Chris was kind of introducing him, and, you know, that was just what I took off of it.
He had a fantastic motor today.
Absolutely. That was the one of the first 3 days, the first thing Coach Chris put on the board was, you know, the hustle tape. Kyle Van den Bosch was the main one.